Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Some 350 Kentuckians will be attending the American Farm Bureau Convention underway this week, the 12th through the 15th in San Antonio. There'll be plenty of fun and fellowship, but says Kentucky Farm Bureau National Affairs Director Joe Kane, at its core will be developing farm group policy.
And that we make sure that the policy is the best and the strongest policy to address those major issues that we're facing. And most of the major issues that we're facing as a nation affect Kentuckians, like the Farm Bill, immigration reform, the Water Resource Development Act.
The policies need to be clear, flexible, and take into account changing political dynamics. Kane says there has been some compromise on a Farm Bill.
The $36 billion question was how they address nutrition spending, and I understand that they have tackled that when they've come to a compromise on a number. I don't know what that number will be, but that was one of the big issues. Another one was how they're going to do dairy policy, also conservation compliance and crop insurance.
Comprehensive immigration reform, he says, may not be a possibility this year, but a piece of that, H-2A labor program improvement, given current dynamics, might be doable.
Most everybody on both sides of the aisle agree there has to be some type of farm labor reform. So if nothing else, we could possibly see farm labor reform.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Mitch from Mitchell.
Growing corn takes a lot of water, right?
87% of America's corn crop depends only on rainfall. Of all the water used to irrigate crops, vegetables, and lawns, corn production uses just 7%. Portia from Portland.
That's still a lot of water, isn't it?
On a per-acre basis, more water, fertilizer, and chemicals are used on a typical golf course. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
We're back with Kentucky Farm Bureau National Affairs Director Joe Kane discussing some of the policies farmers will be addressing and making priority for the American Farm Bureau this year. Kane says there actually has been some give and take in Congress before the holiday break. He expects a conference report any day now on the Water Resources Development Act, of great importance to agriculture.
So I think there's a real desire to get that one done. And what that does is helps us to be able to get the repairs and the maintenance work on the infrastructure on our inland waterways taken care of. And a whole lot of our commerce, especially ag commerce, travels on barges. So it's a very important bill to us to see that this moves forward, and I think it'll move pretty quickly.
This is a midterm election year. He suspects any progress on these issues will come early in the new year, before the primaries. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.